Simon & Schuster Audio presents Look For Me and I'll Be Gone Stories by John Edgar Wideman. Read by Dion Graham and Janina Edwards.
Art of Story. Two young people, different colors, my color, pass me. Dark fist of her top knot, edges of his fro outlined by a soft glow above their heads when I first glanced down the street and noticed the couple busy with each other. Strides synced. No hurry. Not strolling either. About a block away, coming towards me on Grand. A glow hovering, visible against early morning light of a clear spring day that frames the figures as they approach. Pavement shadowy under their feet. The sky behind and above them stretching up and up into pale, cloudless, bluish distance. A sky finally no color, all colors, same and different, fading until my eyes drop. And when I look again to find gleam of halos, the couple is behind me. Stories, graves, empty graves, nothing there. All living and dying in them fake, pretend. Even when someone reading or listening or telling a story, it's empty. Empty. No time in it. A person requires time to live and die in. Story's not time. Graves. Not entering them or leaving them without time. Nothing to breathe inside a story. Nothing lost nor found there. No time. Only a story. Only words. You pretend. As if pretending permits you to enter a story, to leave one place and begin in another. You let yourself believe you create time. Your time. As if your time not a story you make up. As if time not a word like others you make up to tell a story. Once upon a time. As if time ends or begins there with words. As if time waits in stories or is something like them. As if a story contains the breath of life. As if words share time, or time listens and reads. As if stories are not graves, where we play with the dead. Play dead. As if a something words make of nothing is more time. Time saved and not a story. A moment on Grand Street. Not fiction. Not a grave. Not a make-believe time, but time saved.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?